the Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's a wonderful Wednesday, and I'll tell you why, Nicola Duke, the not-so-close goddess of the chart. Several things happening right now, I'm enjoying. First of all, we've covered a couple of times graphene play, Vesarion, hitting two-year highs. And it's, if it breaks, I think, 35, somewhere around there, that's all-time highs. And, of course, in the graphene space, so I'm loving that. My portfolio is an all-time high. The value of it is all-time high. I've never had this much money in my portfolio. Asia Met is up. And also, hey, it's all about BT. It's bouncing. It's a bouncy BT day. Oh, yeah. It's going more towards, you know, the £3 than 235. I think it's 250. It's looking at. It's quite a strong rally there. The MACD's crossed. The RSI's up. It's looking good, Nick. Still holding your 235 the target.
Yeah, I am, yeah. I agree with you. Everything you're saying, though, it is bouncing really nicely. It's above the daily 20 moving averages. It's the first time we've done this for a while. Let's see if we can close above it. Okay, yeah. I know I'm a bit of a ninny, but if we can close above 245, yeah, I think we'll see a decent bounce. But
okay, should do that. I mean, it opened at 245. Should do that, Nicola. It's at 250 now. By the way, listen, on Facebook, we've got a couple of stocks we're looking at. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, you carry on.
So listen, if you're listening on Facebook right now and you want Nicola to look at a chart, then please type it in the little comment box below. We're looking at MySquare and Powerhouse Energy first. We've had a quick look. In fact, can you put the chart screen up, Nick, so we can have a look at anything you've got there? So on the chart screen.
Let's start with MySquare.
Yeah, go for it. MYSQ. They announced figures today, registrations, and I think now they've got over 20 million registered users across all their apps, which is excellent sort of growth from, what is it? They had 20 million across there, like a bit of 7.5 million. On the 12th of January, they had 7.5 million. So that's gone up from then quite a bit. So what do you reckon, Nicola? MYSQ.
Yeah, MYSQ, you know, is a bit of a disappointment because when I looked at this before, from July of 2016, I looked at this as an inverted head and shoulders pattern. And, you know, for 2 days in the summer, we broke the neckline and then we just collapsed. So it was a failed pattern, which was pretty bearish. Now we've seen two waves lower. And we've seen it where the second wave is 61.8 of the first leg. So potentially, this 1.91 level that we've bounced from is support. If it's not support, the next support is 0.46. So this is pretty good, and it's pretty important support. And we've seen a really good double bottom, and then a big sharp rally today, an impulsive move. So this is exactly what we want to see for it to continue higher. I think if we can close above 2.24 today, we will go back to the support level and resistance around 3.2 and the daily 200 moving average. And then what happens there will be really key to us bottoming. But if we can do this with some momentum and then close above 3.3, I think we've bottomed and we're on our way again.
I see. Lovely stuff. Okay. Now the next one is Powerhouse Energy. And I watched on Blue Planet the other night, and it's the first time they've talked about plastic in the oceans. And of course, it's a major issue. I'm not denying that. And I think this is Powerhouse Energy tackling this a little bit. They can change sort of anything, sort of waste to gasification to hydrogen. But on that, did you see it, Nick? Did you see Blue Planet 2? Did you see that at all?
I haven't had time to watch any TV lately. I know. I've got them all saved to watch. I'm going to watch them.
Well, before I get onto this,
it's very moving, isn't it?
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. It's absolutely phenomenal, really. I don't know how they do the work, but when they reveal the work they put into that, it takes years to actually. Some of these phenomena happen once a year. So they miss it, this feeding frenzy or something. They have to come back next year. So they think, wow, that is dedication. And literally, there's one time they're looking for, I think, 3 days ago in the helicopter looking for this feeding frenzy. 10th day. On the 10th day, they finally found it. But there's one bit in it, it's quite moving. There's pilot whales, and this mummy was carrying this dead baby calf in it's dragging it along with her for days. And they reckon, they said it died, obviously stillborn, and they reckoned it died because apparently plastics had contaminated the insides of this whale. And I thought, oh, it's awfully sad, there's a lot of plastic. Then I questioned that. I thought, hang on, how do they know this? There's no proof of that. And also, there's other healthy calves fine. And, you know, you will have stillborns. It's going to happen. So I do know, it's a bit of, you know, they politicised it a bit, I thought. There is a problem
the
with
BBC
plastic.
The BBC be a little bit political.
I know, and I thought we don't have any evidence of that. And I do believe there's a problem. Of course there's a problem with plastic in the ocean, but I thought they jumped to conclusions here about how this calf died, because there's no actual proof that what they said happened. And I thought, maybe we're jumping to conclusions here. Maybe she's stillborn, you know, that may happen. Anyway, listen, that's Blue Planet. How do we get into that? So Powerless Energy, the completion of the pre-FEED commercial DMG system, and they've got this, you know, this, hopefully I get Keith on the podcast, but this is one of the things had the chance to be, it could be blue sky potentially. You know, there's a lot of risks still involved here, but they can change basically waste into gas, and there's very little emissions. So what do you reckon PHE today, Nick? Allah?
I reckon, well, PHE, although it's had a bit of a nice bouncy day, and the RSI is definitely in a position where we could bounce, I still see this as a downtrend unless it does a little bit more, unfortunately. And if I measure, I think that there's potential that we retest the 0.65 lows from May, but what would change my mind and what would make this super bullish? Let's put some Fibonacci retraces on. So a close above 0.9. would be a bullish reversal. Mm-hmm. And that's the high today. So it's very achievable. A close above 0.9 would say that we are moving higher.
Okay, and we've had a request. Sean has gone with BT. Yeah, Sean, BT, I was right on that. Nicola said that. We covered that earlier. Target £4.90, and Nicola's gone with. So she changed her mind to 235. So also, NG dot. Can you look at NG dot, please, Nick, which is... NG dot is obviously National Grid. Have a look at that, Nicola. But no, BT, what did you say, Nick? To reiterate, if it closes around about above 245 today, it's quite bullish.
Yeah, above 246 today would be quite bullish.
Which is looking highly likely because it's 250 and MACD is up, RSI is up. I think this paying a 6% dividend is a long termer, you know, if you've done your research. This is not not investment advice here. Go, Nick, what do you reckon on National Grid there?
You know, National Grid, unfortunately, is in a bit of a downtrend and lost the prior lows. But I'm going to look for where is the measured move support in National Grid if we measure from the summer 2016 highs. And we're not there quite yet. Okay, so we need to see something else that'll say that we are, you know, at a place where we should find some support. So far, the price action is really bullish. But we need a little bit more than that, than one or two days of support here. So I'm going to say, if we look at the last swing lower, what fib level have we got to get past? Mm-hmm. So above, gosh, I can't see it. Sorry, people, everybody. I'm going to have a little bit of operator error here.
Do you need
to
Specsavers? I went to Specsavers yesterday.
No,
I went to Specsavers yesterday, honestly.
Did you?
I did the classic, and it got a laugh, though. I had an eye test, because it was free. I got a voucher for eye test. I've got been getting pains in my eyes, because I look at the computer too much. And when I walk away from the computer, I have problems focusing, you know? And then the guy tested me. He said, do you need to do a hearing aid test? I said, pardon? Hey! And a couple of people in the waiting room laughed, but there we are.
So I think it's a pretty sure thing that we can rally from here to 898. 898 would be back to the 20 moving average and back to the prior lows from the end of October. And that's also the 23.6 fib from the last swing lower. So this price action says rally back to 898. And if we can close above 898, then we've made a bottom. But that's what to look for. So for today, look for 898 on the upside and see if we can get above that. If we can, then we've bottomed.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Thanks, Nick. It's lovely. And by the way, if you're listening on the podcast, which the majority of people do, of course, then you can see this video on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thank you, Nicola, for your help today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Justin. I'm afraid I won't be here tomorrow.
What?
I know, it's American Thanksgiving and I'm taking the day off and my family are coming down. I'm not the slightest bit American.
What is wrong with you? Are you talking about the American?
The markets are going to be quiet, aren't they?
What are you talking about? No!
Okay, I'm preparing myself for Black Friday.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, all right, fair enough.
No, I won't be here tomorrow, that's
all. You've more than earned it, Nicola. So that's good. So, okay.
See you Friday, though. We can talk about shopping.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, just stick to stocks, yeah? All right.
Okay. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.